Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and don't forget all the other things that you can do while you're there, including listen to archives and read articles and get motivated and inspired and informed and link over to our Brain Trust members, over 400 members of our Brain Trust and growing, and so check it out when you get a chance. Oh, and by the way, if you are interested in any of the books or other resources that our Brain Trust members offer, most of them are available. I should say available, but you can find out more about them and find out how, if you want to buy them, you can find out how to do that by going to the resource section of our website, which is one of the newest sections there. And we don't sell them ourselves. We just give you the information and the link to where you can buy them if you want to. Okay, I want to talk about what happened in during the president's speech at the end of the Republican convention in New York City, as the president wrapped things up. Perhaps you heard his speech. I hope you did. I hope you listened to Senator Kerry's speech when the Democrats had their convention. I hope you evaluated both of these parties and decided which one is the most closely aligned with you and with the things that are going on in your life and your view of what America ought to be like. I hope you're doing that. And I really don't care how you vote. I just want you to vote. I think it's important that we all take part of that. And that we all take part in the process, because the political landscape of America is a very critical part of our world, and we all need to be involved. But what I want to do, President Bush talked about. If you notice, the pundits kind of broke his speech into two halves. The first half was what they called kind of a State of the Union speech, and the second half was more the inspirational. More the visionary part, and I'm not gonna I don't want to talk about the second half. I want to talk about the first half, because this is where the meat and potatoes are, as far as I'm concerned. And one of the things that I want to talk about are some of the things he said, but I want to put this big umbrella over it. He talked about something called an ownership society. Now let me say this. A lot of people may accuse me of being a Republican, but on this show, I belong to the Small Business Party. And the things that I'm interested in, the things that I focus on, the things that I am devoted to, are the things that help you in your small business. It's not involving the environment. It's not involving abortion. It's not involving so much education or things like that. It's about things that pretty much directly and somewhat indirectly affect your small business and the ability for you to grow your small business and for you to be successful. And those of you who don't have a small business, for you to be able to create one and to grow it and to be successful. That's the party that I belong to. And so some of the things that Mr. Bush talked about last night are important things in what I call the Small Business Party. And one of them is he used the term ownership society. And I really like that. Now, America has been the ownership society for a long time, because the home ownership in America, the things that the stocks, the real estate, all the different things that Americans have been able to own that a lot of people in other countries, a lot of other countries have not been able to do. We've been an ownership society, but I think in the 21st century, we're going to take ownership society to a new level. You've heard, those of you who've been listening to my show for a long time know that before this was the 21st century, in no later than 1999, I was predicting that the 21st century was going to be the century of the entrepreneur. And ladies and gentlemen, in 2004, every day that goes by makes me believe more and more. I believe that with all my heart. And so if that's the case, and there are a lot of things aligning right now that have been aligning for several years that are making that happen. I'm not going to go into all those things right now. I've done that in the past, and I'll do that in the future. But right now, just suffice it to say that this for the moment, just assume that I'm correct, that this is the century of the entrepreneur. Well, if that's the case, then there are some things that need to happen that can support that can help this be the century of the entrepreneur rather than the century of the major corporation. That's the 20th century. It was the century of the major corporation. This is our century, ladies and gentlemen, small business owners, entrepreneurs, people who want to work for their own account, people who want to exchange the W-2 that you get from your employer to the balance sheet. We want to exchange the W-2 for the balance sheet. From being an employee to being an owner, I believe that we are an ownership society, and it's going to be more and more every day. But things have to change, and here are some things that Mr. Bush mentioned, and these are the things that are going to have to change. For one thing, health insurance. The days of you and I starting working at 22 years old, or at 18 years old. And working for that one company 40 years, that's a distant memory now. It's not even just in the past. It's a distant memory, virtually. Most of us are going to have several assignments, maybe work in different industries. And our health insurance has to be portable. How many times, how many years have you heard me say that we've got to be moving towards portability of health insurance? One of the ways to do that is health savings accounts, HSAs. I've got one. I have this year. We've acquired HSAs, and this is where you can, instead of paying all your money to the insurance company, if you're a healthy person, you can save a lot of that money. You pay insurance for the major medical, the big coverage, but you're sort of self-insured for up to whatever you want, $500, $1,000. You can be self-insured up to that. But the money you set aside, instead of paying the insurance company to be self-insured, if you don't use it, guess what? It's yours. It belongs to you. Now, thank God I've been a healthy person all my life, up to now at least. If I had had HSAs 30 years ago, I would have several hundred thousand dollars in the bank right now that would belong to me and my family. That's a big deal. This is where we could be headed if we have this kind of an ownership resource like a health savings account. Take advantage of it, folks. It's out there right now. 20 after. I'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm the chairman of the Small Business Party. Self-proclaimed, self-appointed, self-nominated, self-elected president and chairman, CEO, founder of the Small Business Party. That's what I follow. That's the party that I follow and that I vote for. I was talking to you in the previous segment about HSAs, health savings accounts. Please look into these things, folks. They're real, and there are benefits now. There are features that the HSAs have, and I've said this on the show before, I know I have, but I'm going to say it again, that allow employers to come to contribute to their employees' HSAs. Please find out about this. And I want to give you one little point of information about HSAs. I have to be honest, they're fairly new. They used to be called MSAs, medical savings accounts, and now they're, but that's when they were just sort of a trial program. Now they're real. They're not a trial anymore. But the organization, the industry still doesn't quite have its cornflakes together. They're still a little rough around the edges, so please bear with them. But that was the experience that we had in getting our HSA, and that was that we had to work with them. It wasn't quite as slick as buying a regular insurance policy. So I just like to encourage you to be patient. These are worth the effort. All right. Now, another thing. This is another part of the ownership society. This is very important. This is the quickest way. This would be an incredibly fast way to get so many people insured. If all politicians have such a desire to get people insured, the quickest way to do it and the most efficient way to do it is association health plans. That means that all you'd have to do would be to be a member of your chamber of commerce. And if all chambers of commerce could band together and buy a policy and then offer it to their members like General Motors does, or like AT&T does, or like GE does, it's the same kind of thing. We can't do that now because the law prohibits it. If we could make the law that would allow that, then if you're a member of the dry cleaning national trade group, all dry cleaners in the nation could join that health plan, buy insurance. It would be your own insurance, but you'd be getting it at an incredibly discount, a big discount, because they would be buying it as a block. Somebody in the leadership of that organization would be buying it in a block and offering it to all of their members. Association health plans, folks. AHPs. It's an offshoot of HSAs. It's kind of like that, but not exactly. But the thing is, HSAs, health savings accounts, and ASHs. HSPs. I'll say it right in a minute. HSAs, health savings accounts. That's for individuals, primarily. Association health plans, AHPs, are the group coverage that you can get with through associations. The first one is legal. It's available. The second one is not yet. It needs to be passed. So when you talk to your congressman or senator, you need to get them to vote for these things. You need to tell them that this is important to you. Millions of people, owners and employees, could become insured for health care if association health plans, AHPs, were available. Big deal, very big deal. Now, another thing that the president talked about, tax simplification. Billions and billions of man hours and woman hours are spent every year complying with the tax code. It's a nightmare, it's a joke, it's preposterous, the inefficiency of our tax system. We need to simplify the tax system. We've got to do it. And I was on this show 4 or 5 years ago working hard with organizations like the NFIB to get the current system sunset, to basically end it, to make a date certain when it would be ended and when we would start a new system. Now, I don't know what that needs to, I don't know what that would be, a flat tax, a value-added tax, something, but something simpler, if it's possible, with the government. Tax simplification is something that absolutely needs to happen. Think about how much your life as a small business owner would be simplified if you didn't have to deal with the current tax situation, if you didn't have to deal with the same, with all the different the weird things. Even the professionals don't really have their hands around this the current tax law. It's ridiculous. So we need to fix that. Another thing, comp time and flex time. You know, the marketplace is changing. We've talked about this. All the different people, the way people work today is different than it used to be. We're not working so much 8-to-5 jobs. More and more companies want to, and people want to be able to make the work assignments to fit a little bit more closely to what the employees need. And a lot of companies would like to be able to do that, but they can't because comp time and flex time are not really possible. There are rules and regular laws against it in some cases. We need to get that passed so that it's basically that issue, health insurance, tax simplification. We've got to bring these things into the 21st century. We're in the 21st century dealing with 20th century laws, 20th century rules, and 20th century programs, and we've got to change them. We've got to change them. It's a big deal. We also got to make these tax cuts that we have now permanent. And another thing that I won't have time to talk about now, maybe we can talk about it with Don Lambrow a little bit, is personal Social Security accounts. Just like the HSAs, if I'd had a personal Social Security account 30 years ago, I'd have a lot more money available to me than my Social Security is going to pay me. 29 after. Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with our good friend, Don Lambrow. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Hi, folks. Jim Blessingham here with even more great news about how Office Depot has pulled out all...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingham. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.